Up to Perek Beis, we are in the middle of Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Let's review very quickly. Eich Taimri Loi Nitmesi. How dare you say, Yirmiyah says to the Klal Yisrael name of HaKadosh Baruch, how dare you say Loi Nitmesi? How dare you say Acharei HaBa'olim Loi Holachti? You have to repeat the words Loi Sam. If you repeat the words twice, it makes the Pasuk a lot easier to read. That's very common. You have to add extra words. Eich Taimri, how dare you say Acharei HaBa'olim Loi Holachti? I did not follow after the ways of the Ba'olim. Read Darkech Bagai. The proof is in the evidence. I present the evidence, the incriminating evidence. Re'isi Darkech, see your way in the guy in the valley. Which we learned yesterday, so this means that what you've done, Baal Pa'ar, Gai is a code word for the Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'ar. And I guess, I guess also the Pasuk begins, Achrei HaBa'olim. HaBa'olim is the other form of Avodah Zarah called Baal. The Isima Asis, see what you have done, Asis, what you have committed, Yaveros, you are compared to a Bichra Kala Misareches Derechecha. You are compared to a camel, a young female camel that is quick on its feet, misoreches derechecha, muchzekes. It is, as we said yesterday, the word from the Metzudos Tzion, David, we see Metzudos Tzion now, misoreches inyun kishira. It's tied.
It says here, clinging.
Clinging to her ways. And there's no way you can break out of. You can't break out. You're stuck in your ways. You can't break out of your corruption, your ways of the Zara, similar to a female donkey, a young wild donkey that cannot possibly be tamed. It's wild. It's out of control. There's nothing that one can possibly do. Okay, we already did yesterday the Mitzudos. Let's go to Rashi. Pasuk of Gilon Rashi. So Rashi is similar to what it says in the Metzudos. The word Gai is a code for base par or mul base par. In addition, you are machzekes. He is translating the word misareches as similar to the Metzudos. You are tied. You are machzekes. You are what's a good trend? Clinging. You're clinging. In that way, kibichra kala, like a female, young female, of young female camel, hamisareches derechecha, that clings to its way and does not, cannot be trained. What is a bichra? Damla nekeva, a female donkey, bitoira, bachura, bachura, that is young, damla nekeva, bachura, shehi, oheves, lanua, it loves to run, bichore midyon, in the Bichrei, he quotes a pasuk. Bichrei midyan, the pasuk in Yeshayah. Bich, what is the bichrei midyan? Miturgam hugnei midyan. What's the hugnei? That doesn't really help us very much. This targum, but he says over here, gemalim bachudim. These are young camels. Kamoish matzina b'sanhedrin. Mafishi gamle save detaine mashrei de hugnei. We find camels. These camels of the elders that carry mashrei de hugnei, bundles of hugnei means. Vegetables. We find that there are many camels that of the elders that are carrying bundles of vegetables. Okay, so we see at least from the Gemara, from this pasuk in Yeshayah, the word bichra is a code word for a female young camel that is kala, light on its feet, misareches. Misareches means machzekes bedarchei ni'ureha. It is accustomed to its ways of youth, loshein masrich sarach, which means it clings. It clings. V'yesh l'chabro im sirochnal. He then gives another interpretation with sirochnal, which means a shoe strap. Kosheres darchei na'arosa beliba. He quotes a pasuk here. Kosheres darchei na'arosa beliba, which means that she ties the ways of her youth in her heart. In other words, that she is locked in. She is a prisoner to her ways. She's locked into her foolish, youthful ways and cannot break out. I saw somewhere else another interpretation of the word misareches. It's a shoe strap. A shoe strap, crisscross. That when you tie your shoes, I mean, today we live in a very fancy world, so today, the shoe straps don't necessarily crisscross But in the olden days, when you had shoe straps, most people still do it, you insert the shoe straps, the shoelaces, into your shoes in a crisscross fashion. And in fact, in Masechta Yevamos, when there's a parak that deals with the laws of chalitza, and there's a very elaborate discussion and description of how the shoe is meant to be tied on the foot of the Yavam before the Yavam removes the shoe. So the straps have to be wrapped around in a crisscross fashion around the foot. So some, I think I actually saw here in the article commentary where it says, Miserechas Terechecha, just like shoes crisscross, they go back and forth. Likewise, that's the nature of this camel. This female camel, it runs back and forth. It crisscrosses. It drives you crazy. You get dizzy watching it going back and forth in this fashion. And that's why it's a very appropriate term, not just like what Rashi and the Mitzudas are explaining, that it means to cling, to be permanently attached, to be set in your ways. But it's more than that. It means it's dizzying to watch, to observe the conduct of this female camel. Okay, let's see the Targum, Pasuk Chof Gimel. Eichdein, how dare you say lo yitzta'evus, how dare you say I did not become contaminated? How do you say that? Uvosar tavas amnai eloi halehal ches. How dare you say that you do not follow in the ways of the nations of the world? Zikufi einayich, lift up your eyes. Al orchosich, on your ways. Kad haves yosve b'chelta, when you sat in the valley. Look what you did when you sat in the valley. Lekavel beis par, opposite beis par. Di ma of avadit. See what you did. Havestamia, you were similar. Lianka kalila. Now here it says something a little bit different. Lianka kalila does not like Rashi and the Mitzvah, like a little child. A bichra is like a bichar. Bichar means a firstborn child. But here in the feminine form, it means the child is in its youth. It's an expression. You're like a little baby. That misbehaves. You acted like an infant, a spoiled brat. Okay, so therefore it's an entirely different interpretation of Rashi. I mean, since we're not dealing with camels, we're not dealing with wild camels, we're dealing over here with a little child. You behave like a spoiled brat. A bichur means a little baby, a firstborn baby. Misoreches, he translates it very simply, dim kalkila. Doesn't talk about this idea of srechnal, that is corrupt in her ways. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak Pasuk Chof Gimel. Eich Taimri. What's the Lema? Kol kach avoneich negula. Your sin is so great. It's so overt. It's exposed. There's no hiding here. She'im rotzisa lehachishai lemar. Loi nitnesi. V'achri abonim loi halachti. Loi tuchli lechachish. That's the deeper meaning according to Radak, that your sin is a public sin. There is a public record, and therefore there's no way you can possibly deny the facts. Re'i darkech begai, look what we did in the guy. Haloi al hagvaos hoisa avodasa, on the hills was your service to Avodah Zarah. Eich omar begai, what you have done in the guy. Elo, haloi al hag... What?
When he speaks of the worship on the hill, are you talking about the bamos, which they built in high places?
I guess so. I guess that's... Okay. But the guy over here refers to what they did, but the guy refers to what they did, the Avodah Zarah base par. Haloi al hagvois chayis avodah sa.
It could have been the Baal, because guy was the Baal.
Okay, so he's asking...
They had all the...
That's a very specific.
Guy is a valley.
Bama
is a high space, no?
Yes.
Okay, so he's asking the question. Look what he's asking over here. Radak is asking a question. Haloi, guy is a low place. A guy is a valley. That's a lowland. So the question over here is haloi al hagvaos hoisavidos. So the question is that's not correct. The place where they worship us was on the hills. So echam a guy. So why then does the pasuk say in the guy? Ella, the answer is rotzolaymar rei darkech shehu doruch bagai laalois elagiva. You trespass. You traveled on the valley to ascend to the giva. The zohar hagai. The reason why we focus on the guy means bavur ki hagiva kmo hahar. The giva. The hill is like a mountain. He even v'lo yakir ba'adam haderech. The mountains are rocky lands. There does not leave footprints. There is no trace of you being there. So that's exactly the point that the Radak is trying to make, is that your sin is a public sin. And if therefore the Pasuk would say, look what you've done on the giver, the Klal Yisrael will say, what are you talking about? We deny it. Prove it. Show us proof that we were there. We were never there. We never did anything over there. That's why Hashem says, look at the guy. The guy is a valley. It's soft land, and it leaves a mark. Their footprints are there. So you cannot deny that you were present, and you can be seen there. On the Giva, the terrain is hard and rocky, and it's not noticeable that you were ever once there. The guy, shell, all of these words over here are glued together. Sheyesh loch begai.
Oh, no, I don't
like. Shelo hoya. Okay, you know, let me cheat. I have over here another edition. Make it easier to read.
Begai shelo hoya.
There was nothing in this valley. The only path that you saw was to go to the.
Shelo hayra derech ba el alayis la'giva la'alayis
alayis.
Other than there was no reason being in this guy, other than to go up to use this as a pathway to get to the valley. So therefore, there is proof in the soft earth of the guy. There are footprints remain, and we can see that you did.
Footprint leads
to the giver, leads to the mountain. The at tamido lelecha sham, you continuously found yourself to be there. At shadech nasa misila nikeres lakol, until to the point where it became a road. It became a trodden path. Everyone shadochem ba bnei adam pishul travel over there. The ein beoisa hagai derech, and that guy has no other path. Kiim legiva hasmuchlo, to go up until that valley. So therefore, that's why the pasuk is telling us of the other guy. To review, the pasuk really should have said giva, because that's where they worship the idols in ancient times. The reason why it says guy is trying to be merames, that I have proof that you have committed these averis. There's no way you can possibly deny and can contradict and tell me that it's not true. I'm comparing it to the guy where the footprints are there, where the path has
the
been
only footprints
are there, is leading up to the mountain. Dima or sissi, what you have done, look at what you have done to the word, look how you have worshipped the Baal in Giva. What Yonason said is correct. What did Yonason say? Shatir game kach, re'i darkeich, look at your ways, zikufi einayich. Look up, pick up your eyes. Pick up your eyes. He's eating that into the pasuk, your eyes, but that's what it means to see. V'goymer kiba amud, like we mentioned before, everything is consistent with what he said before. Ulvi derech Yonason, the farsha pasuk kain. Okay, so he's explaining the pasuk a little bit different according to Yonason. Eich tuch. How dare you say you do not follow after the Balaam? Look at your way. It's like it was in the guy opposite Beis Par. Shalachta achrei Baal Par. Kein at hayleches ata achrei habaolim. Just like what you've done in the past, that you followed Beis Par in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like then you worship, so too now you've done the same thing. Ve'eich tuchli l'kachesh, and how can you possibly deny this? Dimosis mul Beis begai mul Beis Par, v'hinei gam kein bi'artzech. Look what you did in the Midbar when you left Mitzrayim. How you worship the Avodah Zarah Beis Par. You've done the same thing now here as well in Eretz Yisrael. Hinei at kibikur kala, v'hinei gam kein bi'artzech. You have continued in your evil ways to do averos in Eretz Yisrael in reference to the Ba'olim. So it seems we're saying, according to ways learning shot in the Targum Yonasan, is that we're comparing. And right now, currently in Eretz Yisrael, they're not worshipping Beis Pa'ar. That was done with. Now they have a new Avodah Zarah. They have Avodah Zarah of the Ba'al, the Ba'olim. But it's saying this, there are similarities. The same way you were unfaithful to me when you left Mitzrayim with Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar, you are now similarly unfaithful to me in your worship of the Ba'olim. Next, he goes on to say, what is middle here? Kivim hini hine ad kivicha kala shemisarechas derachecha pam taritzeno pam taritzeno. That like, just like this female camel, it runs around back and forth, it's so to kain ad, so are you. Pam at Avedis Akum Polinis, Lupam Akum Polinis. The Tigum Yonison, Yonison's a little bit differently. Haves Domil Yonka Kalila Dim Kulkilo Orcho Saho. You like a little child. Ubichrihi, now he wants to say Ubichrihi Gamla Katana Oilas Yamim. And he wrote the Yosem Yazocha. Okay, so I'm not sure. It could be that he wants to say that either Yonka. I don't know how, if he's learning this in the Targum. We're saying this on his own because the word Yonka simply means a child. But he seems to be saying Bichra. He wants to be say that Bichra means no matter what. It means a female, a young female camel. And the reason why we're focusing on a female more than a male is because a female is more wild than the males. Misadeches meinyan sereichnal. Shoelaces, shakoshim, so savanal, kampam, you tie around the foot many times. Okay, so that is the basic form halchim in the pasuk. Now, let's go look at it. I want to quote to you a very beautiful medrash. This is a medrash Tehillim in Perikei. And the medrash is focused on a very famous pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. The pasuk says, in regard to the masos, Umi matono nachaliel, umi nachaliel bamos, umi bamos hagai. Okay, these are all different locations that Klai Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, four different locations. Matono, matono nachaliel, bamos, and gai. So here the Gemara makes a little, the Medrash makes a little bit of a drasha. There are many Midrashim in reference to the various locations in the Midbar, and here is one of them. Let me read to you what it says. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. When it says Mi Midbar, they went from Midbar to Matana. In the Midbar, we all know that they received the Torah. Mi Midbar Zachu Shtita Lachem Torah Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Midbar is a code for Kabbalas HaTorah. Okay, then it says Mi Midbar they received Ayitin Al Moshe Shtei Luchos Eidos Mi Matana Nachliel. In the Midbar, they received the gift of the Torah. And from there, now here is a criticism. And after they received the gift of the Torah, Nachaliel Nochalu Avodah Zarah V'omar Le'egel Eila Elohecha Yisrael. So Nachaliel is being interpreted in this particular medrash in a very negative way. Nochal El, they inherited, or they took for themselves an inheritance of an El, of a God. The God of the Egel, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. That was sin number one. Umi Nachal El Bamos. And from Nachal El, Mishnachlu Avodah Zarah Bolei Malach HaMoves, Bamos is a new trick in for Ba Moves. Bamos, who is Moves? The Malach HaMoves. We know that when Klai Yisrael received the Torah, they were chavshi from the Malach HaMoves, and it's only because they worshipped the Egel did the Malach HaMoves once again have shlita upon Klal Yisrael. Next, then it says they went from Bamos Hagai, and then they went. It caused Moshe Rabbeinu to die because they sinned with the Cheto Egel. Why? So the Medrash over here says, in order that they need him in order to be zoche to techiyas haneisim. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have, according to this Medrash, we learn that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have went into Eretz Yisrael, the people who died in the Midbar would not be zoche to techiyas haneisim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu certainly will merit Chiyas HaNesim, he will take with him all of those that are together with him. And being that Moshe Rabbeinu also died in the Midbar, he died in the Eiver HaYarden, Chutz Liaretz, so when Moshe zechet at Chiyas HaNesim, that koyach of Chiyas HaNesim, Chutz Liaretz, will also take with it all of the Mesei Midbar. And that's what it means over here, the guy, because Moshe vayikbar oso bagai mul beis pa'ar. So, to review the drasha, umi midbar matana. When you went into the midbar, you received a matana, the matana of the luchos. But you blew it. Umi matana nachaliel. from the Matana, you went to worship the Egel. Nochal, you took for yourself an inheritance of an Avodah Zorah. Uminachali El Bamos. And what was the consequence of the worshiping of Avodah Zorah? Bamoves. The Malach HaMoves came upon Klal Yisrael. And that led thing Avera Goyrere Savera. And that led to Moshe Rabbeinu sinning with the Meha Meriva, hitting the rock, and caused Moshe Rabbeinu, Umibamos Hagai, caused Moshe to be buried in the Gai. So you take that and you look at the pasuk over here. When you look at the pasuk over here, back, so now we take that medrash, when we inject that medrash into this pasuk, look at your way, bagai. Darkech, I think what he means over here in this medrash, what he's trying to do over here is, darkech means the derech of Yitzias Mitzrayim. When you left Mitzrayim, you went through the Masos. And part of the journey of the Masos was Mimid b'matana, matana nachlil, nachlil b'mos, umi b'mos hagai, your derech led you to the ultimate punishment where Moshe Rabbeinu had to die because of your sins. Even your leader Moshe Rabbeinu had to die in the Gai. Okay, next, let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk is Pere Limud Midbar. You Klal Yisrael, you're like a wild donkey. You Limud, you are accustomed to the desert. You are not tamed. Ba'avas nafsha, with a breath. Ba'avas nafsha means an intense inhaling, an intense breath. Shu'afa, with ba'avas nafsha, in its desire, shu'afa, ruach, it breathes in air. Ta'anasa mi yeshivena. Ta'anasa is a very hard word to translate. You have a translation of Yom B'chol? Curious what it says there. Here it says
her tendency.
Tendency, okay. Ta'anasa, her tendency, mi tendency, obsession, her illness, her state of mourning. There are many different translations. We'll see in the Radak, he has a lot of interpretations. But ta'anasa, let's see right now, her tendency, mi yeshivena. Who is able to take a pere, a wild donkey, and train it to behave. Kol mevak, then the pasuk goes on to say a new theme. Kol mevak shelo yi'afu, all those who seek to overcome the Jewish people will not need to exert themselves. It will be very easy for the umos ha'olam to conquer Klal Yisrael as a punishment for their sins. B'chodsha yimtso unha, in her month they will find her. Now what it means over here, in her month, means that, okay, well, when she's pregnant, when she's 9 months pregnant and she's heavy and it's hard for her to move, she's vulnerable. Well, this animal is vulnerable, and the umos ha'olam will come in and will attack. Okay, we'll explain that in a few moments. But before we go further, I just want to explain one idea. Even before we see the mitzvah stavim, based upon a very popular medrash, there's a medrash in Eicha. I do not know where it is, but it's somewhere there. There it talks about how low the Jewish people fell at the time of Golus. And it's illustrated with a story where there were two Romans, or there were two non-Jews, that two women who would quarrel with one another. And the dispute and their rivalry reached a point where they insulted each other with the worst possible insults. One called the other, you dirty Jew, you ganof, you're a ganof, you're a tseach, you name it, okay? You look up in the dictionary, ask a sailor, he'll tell you all the different expressions of what you can possibly say about negative things about a person. And then at the end of all the nasty insults, she also called her friend, you dirty Jew, you dirty Jew. That was part of the list of insults that one non-Jewish woman threw upon her friend. Okay, time passed, and they decided to make up. And one woman asked Mechila from the other. Do you forgive me for all of the nasty things that I said? You know, we were campaigning. You know, now that Cruz is out of the box, right? So now Trump, all of a sudden, is a tzaddik. All of a sudden, oh, Cruz, he's such a wonderful competitor, such a beautiful family. Beautiful family. You forgot what he said about Cruz's wife? Okay, it's just, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's hilarious to hear, see what goes on in politics. You say the nastiest, nastiest things possible, and then when it's over, all of a sudden, you kiss and make up. So it's exactly what happened with these two women. So these women, this is parsha. Achrei mois kedoshim emar. So this is exactly what these two women, they were cursing at each other, and finally when it was all over, so one woman, she says, listen, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insult you. So she said back to her, I forgive you for everything except one thing. I'll never forgive you for calling me a Jew. For calling me a Jew, that I can never forgive you. That is an insult below the belt. That doesn't get worse than that. So Chazal used this as a marshal to see how low the Jews have fallen. They were despised to the degree that they were used as a reference of insult, and the insult was so great, even when two non-Jews would fight among each other, they could not bring themselves to forgive the other for calling them a Jew. That's the illustration that the Medrash gives to show how low we have fallen. In this pasuk, that's exactly what Yirmiyah is doing to Klal Yisrael. Who is the Pera Adam? Yishmael. For who Yihyeh Pera Adam? Yodai Ba'kol V'yad Kol Boy. According to some, he is the end of Golos, the end of Golos, the Dalam Malchios. We learned Dalam Malchios ends off with a partnership of Edom and Yishmael. And Chol, you go for that?
No,
don't go for that part. No, but that's a whole discussion. But we are Rahman will start. We see what it's all about in this generation.
One of the slichas, Kalei Seir v'Chaisnei v'Yalu Lutziyin Mashiach.
So Seir v'choisna, the father-in-law is, the Shver is Yishmael. The partnership of Esav and Yishmael. But what do we see, and what is Yishmael's insult? The insult of Yishmael is v'hu yihyeh per-adam. What exactly is Yirmiyah doing to Klal Yisrael? He's giving them the ultimate insult. You are per-lumad midbar. This doesn't get worse than this. This Musar is such strong Musar, this would shake up Klal Yisrael to the core. How dare someone go so far to say that we are like Yishmael, like the animal to whom Yishmael is compared. And obviously, Yirmiyah was not very well liked. As we mentioned many times, from all of the Nevi'im, by far the one that gets the reward for the being the most hated was Yirmiyah, as we'll see later on in this Sefer Mirz Hashem. And part of it probably comes from this, where he said to them the lowest insult possible. You can say similar to how each woman in time of the Churban said to another guy, "You're like a Jew." Okay, let's see now here what it says in the Mitzvot Pasuk Chav Dalet. Pere, hare atke pere hazeh. You like this wild donkey, halamud, which is a custom. The hirgil, two words which mean the same thing, bamidbar, to travel in the desert, asher ba'avas nafsha, and we describe the nature, the character of this creature, ba'avas nafsha, and it's her desire, shuafa ruach, she inhales, she takes this large intake of air to its nostrils, rotzulaymar, eini machricha larutz v'lidoif, no one can force it to run, and to chase. B'chol eis, it does it by itself. You can't tell it what to do, but it does whatever it wants to do. It draws in air el beis habliya to its nostrils. Like people who are running, they have to be trained how to breathe. Right? That's the most important thing, is the breathing. To learn how to breathe when you are under a lot of stress. They have sessions every year, before Rosh Hashanah. I think in YU, they have people that come in, for all the people that are chazanim, professional people who daven for the Amud. They teach them, what do they teach? They don't teach them nusach, they teach them how to breathe. They teach also training sessions for rabbeim who have to speak the entire day. They teach them how to breathe, how to breathe. When you have to speak a lot, you're under a lot of pressure, you have to breathe. So that's exactly what it says over here in regard to the Paralumad Midbar Ba'avas Nafsho. Shofar Ruach, it takes sin and inhales air in order that it can run quickly. Now he comes with a very hard word, Ta'anasa. Ta'anasa. What did you tell me again? You told me?
Tendency.
Okay, so he has different. Let's jump for a moment to the Mitzvah Sion. Tanasa, he translates here, Inyan Tsarva Avelos. Inui. Kegom Aleph, the Iker is the Aleph Nun. The Inui. Tsarva Avelos. Kemo Ta'aniya Va'aniya. So what does it mean over here in this pasuk? Look now back to the Mesudah stuff. It's called Mevakash Ta'anasah Miyishiva. And Rotz Leimar, Bechol Pam, every time Tarutz V'Tachzah B'Merutzah L'Mekayma, goes back and forth, Ki'ilu Hi Lo Tzar V'Avelos V'Da'aga. It appears to an observer that this creature is in a state of mourning, because it is a derech of a mourner to go in, to go back and forth, to bewildered, in a state of bewilderment and astonishment, to go back and forth. That's exactly the nature of this creature. Who can calm down this creature and tell it, just be quiet, sit down, and behave yourself? Well, it's an expression. Now we go to the end of the pasuk. Kol mevak shecho, kol hamavakshu ma'asol l'tofso b'yad inam tzrichim lehis yagois lirdeif acharecha. Anyone that ultimately wants to capture this creature has a very easy time doing so. You do not have to exert yourself and become weak in pursuing this creature. The only thing you need to do is to wait. Even though right now this moment in time the animal is very wild and it's running back and forth and it's out of control, give it some time. Just wait until it calms down and wait at the chotsha. Wait for its month to come. Ki b'chotsha, in its month. What do you mean? Kish nismalo ha kivana. When its preparation, hakivana yimtzu oisa bekalos, when it finishes its preparation for what it's planning to do, then it'll be very easy to attain. Ki osi kveda, so kivda over here means when it's pregnant. Ki hi kveda, it's very heavy. Ve'edi yachol larutz, and it's not able to run. When it finishes, I'm not really sure what kivna means. Kivna means Hakivana. Anyone know what that word means? Hakivana yimtsoy sabikalis ki oz kiveda the ina yachalala roots. According to Rashi, it's when it's pregnant. It's pregnant.
Maybe it means at the end of its pregnancy.
That's kivana?
The way.
It's term.
Final month of pregnancy.
It's a term.
That's what we have later. We have the Rashi, but I don't know if that's not sure what it means.
No, this is the Radak.
Okay, fine, okay. But I don't know if that's what it means over here in the Mitzudas. We'll see. Alright, but the point over here is that it comes a point in time when it gets very tired and weak, and it's very easy to conquer. So too, that the Mashal here is V'chein Yisrael, L'heimu kemo kipera hazeh. Klai Yisrael is like this pera. Ki ayideh maaseh mashaloi.
Pera spelled with an aleph.
Pera.
I believe that's how it ends with Yishmael also.
Okay, so over here it's right. Everyone over here translates pera as a donkey, a wild donkey, like by Yishmael. Right here it's with a hay, but it's not a par. It's a pera, which is a wild donkey. So to here he says over here v'chein Yisrael heima kepera hazek ki aydei maseh mashaloi toivim baalim ha'oyev heima mishaitim limtzoy ezem mitzrayim. The Jewish people are foolishly trying to seek assistance from the Egyptians. Larutz. So they can remain in their land. All of this exertion, all of this activity to seek assistance is compared here to avas nafsha, the desire of her soul. She breathes in air. That means that she thinks that her assistance will come from Egypt by running to them and bribing them and giving them gifts. The chain seifa, but the end is going to be yihya kseif ha pera. It'll be just like the pera. Ki ayev haba aleim lekav shalo yelo yigia raba. It'll be very easy for the enemy to attack and succeed. Ki bekal yichavsham, they will be able to easily conquer them. Bachoidesh hamuchon leparanos, in the month that is set aside for paranos, v'hu av, it's chodesh av, shehukba Shehukbar has been established a bechiel ledoyrais from the time of the Meraglim, bizman hamaraglim pashukosav rabbeinu zecharon levracha. The month of Chodesh Av has been established as a weak time. Is the chodshah. It's the weak moment of Klal Yisrael from the time of the Meraglim. You cry the Bechiyas Shalchinam. I'll make it for you a Bechiyas Ledoiros. It'll be very easy for the Umos Olam to conquer Klal Yisrael. So to review, according to the Perush of the Mitzvot, we have a Pere Limud Midbar. This is Klal Yisrael. We compare it to this wild donkey. Bavas Nafsha Shafa Ruach. This is a mention that the mashal is that we have now foolishness. We went to Egypt to seek their assistance. Who can save them from themselves? What appears to be a state of mourning, or back and forth, running back and forth, and sending shaluchim, going back and forth between Egypt and Eretz Yisrael in order to seek their assistance. It's not going to make one bit of a difference when the day of reckoning comes. They'll be able to count Klal Yisrael in the month of Chodesh Av. Let's see the parish of Rashi. Pasuk of Dalit, Pereh, Kerem Chol. You know what those words mean?
Yeah, here, what he's doing, he has two different terms, but we've already combined them. So the first one, he called it Salvatico, which somehow means wild. And the second one is Polen, which is foal, a wild donkey.
A donkey. Limud Midbar, Ha. Lamud lihios b'midbaros kein oyaheves lenoa. It loves to run around. Shofar ruach pesaches aspia v'shoefes ruach. It opens up its mouth and it draws in air. Ulo'ilam hu choizer l'mekoymoi, and it goes back to where it came from. Next word. Ta'anosa mi yeshivena. Mi oisa midas taninim. A whole new interpretation. Nothing to do with mourning. It has to do with the tanin, the sea creatures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for my Sibiratius. We're borrowing here. It's a borrowed expression. It's not just like the tanin hagadol. The Hashem created these sea creatures. It is their derech to breathe in air in large amounts. Oisa midas taninim.
It's like a whale.
Well, we're saying the para, they come up and they breathe air, whatever, they take in a large amount of air, so we're saying that this para, this wild donkey, is behaving like this sea creature. The tanin, the sea creature, shoyef ruach, it breathes in air. Shoafar ruach katanim. You breathe in here like a tanim. Mi yeshivenim oisamido. Can someone change its nature? This is the way they operate. This is the way Hashem created them. So too, you behave in such a fashion. You behave in a corrupt fashion, and it appears that there's no way you can change it. Kenatem miyuchlu lahashivchem midarkechem hara. Is there anyone that can take you back from your evil ways? Now, the taninim is not a good creature. Okay, according to Rashi, there's a new dimension in this, in the Musar that Yirmiyah is giving Klal Yisrael. He's comparing them here to a third creature. So according to the parish, according to the simple parish of Mitzudas, there's only really two creatures. It was the previous page, the previous pasuk of the camel, the female camel, and now we have a new creature, the wild donkey. According to Rashi, we're adding really a new dimension. He's comparing us also to the tanin, to this monstrous sea creature, which obviously is not a good thing. If Paru compares himself to the tanin hagadol, or Moshe says like this great sea serpent. Obviously, this is not a very good creature.
There is with the crocodile thing.
So we have over here three creatures: a camel, a donkey, and a sea creature, a monstrous sea creature. Yishai here, Yirmiyah is not earning points with Klal Yisrael by comparing them to these monsters. If for no reason you're wasting your energy trying to capture this donkey, shelo yuchlu lahasiga, Shalo yuchla hasiga. Okay, I'm sorry. The other way around. Ki alchinam yiofu shalo yuchlu lehasiga. At the time, you're wasting your energy if you try to capture it now. You try wasting
his breath. No.
Yefu is to become tired. Ki alchinam, you become tired. So he's learning the pasuk different than the mitzudos. Don't waste your time. Again, this is not like what we learned in the mitzudos. The mitzudos is setting. The mitzudos put this section together with the next two words. The mitzudos says is that when you have to read it backwards. When her month comes to be, when at the end of time. It will be when that time arrives. It will be very easy to capture her, and you will not need to exert energy to do so. That's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns kol mevak shecho lo yofu. Don't waste your energy. Lo, it's a command. Lo yofu. Don't tire yourself out attempting to capture the pere limud midbar. You will be unsuccessful. Period. It is so wild. It is so monstrous. There's nothing you can possibly do to succeed in capturing it. Period. But now we first enter into the interpretation of the Mitzvah Savit. But you should be aware, the time will come. Umas Soifa, what will be the end? Bechodsha Yimtso Unha. Chodesh Echad Yesh Pashana Shehi Yeshena Kola Chodesh. This Pere, there's 1 month a year when the Pere sleeps, does nothing but sleeps. Ve'osin Vilkedes, and it can be easily captured. Afatem Chodesh Echad. Now notice here in the parentheses it says, Av. I think in some other versions it says that it's Chodesh Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz. Because the Pera, I think the wild donkey, I think they say that the wild donkey, it sleeps. What is the month that the wild donkey is very weak? It's not Av. It is the beginning of the summer, it's Chodesh Tammuz. So some want to say indeed that's when the Shavasa B'Tam is when the city was the walls were breached. Not Chodesh Av, but over here in the parentheses it says it's Chodesh Av. Huchan lochem kvar huchan chodeshav huchan lochem kvar misos mimois hamraglim. It already was established from the time of the meraglim. Shakavu avoseichem bechias chinam bo tilkenu. When our forefathers, they cried for no reason, it was already established that on this month we would be captured. Then he says ta'anosa.
He's going in two more different directions here.
Okay, so what does this mean over here?
Wrong month. It's dragon-like nature.
The tanin. So it seems that the also it translates Yehuda. Yehuda is a creature, a sea creature. Davar acher loshem yilala. Then he says the interpretation of the mitzudah stuff that it means mourning. Kamo tania v'ania lishna achrina. Then he has a third interpretation. Kamo ta'anas shiloi. I don't know what that means.
That country, her country. And so in this pasuk, he's taking Taniya, like Ta'anas Shiloh. Ta'anas Shiloh.
What does that mean?
Ta'aniya Vaniya. He's making a comparison for that Ta'anas.
What does Ta'anas Shiloh mean?
Rashi says it means the country of Shiloh.
The country?
Ta'anas, the country. That's the French that he translates.
Okay, so what is it? What is the pasuk there in that context mean? Tanas, a country of. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe we'll see more light in the Radak. Let's see over here first the Targum quickly. Targum pasuk chaf dalit ki oirada dim doira b'midbara, a donkey that dim doira that lives in the desert. With its own will, with no one holds it back, it draws in wind. Ki yoroida, or yoroida is a tanin, like a sea creature. Kain so to Kenisha the Yisrael, so to the Jewish people. Mirodas, you have rebelled. Uta as min oiraisa, you have strayed from the Torah. Velo tzavya, you do not want. Lemeisav nidiya, to listen to do tshuva through the words of the prophet. You do not want to do tshuva to what are you being instructed. Omar law, kol omar law. Kol bo'ho de'oraisi lo yishtalun bezina. All of the bo'ho de'oraisi, all those who want to capture it. Be'o means to want. De'oraisi. Oraisi means to bring in. I do not know. Lo yishtalhun bezimna. They're not going to have to exert themselves. Bezimna yishkechuna. They'll be able to find her easily at this point in time. Okay, let's leave that. Let's see the radak. Maybe it will become clear on the radak. Pasuk of Dalet. Pereh. Pereh is behei. Kumo ba'alif. So first he points out a grammatical yediyah. Even though it's spelled with a hey, it's really should be on the slug as if it is an aleph. Pere, like we learned in the pasuk, a pere adam, according to you before, for who yihye pere adam. Hein perohim b'midbar, they are like wild donkeys in the midbar. V'hu chamor abad, this is like a wild donkey. Amar v'yinei at kemo ha-pere, you the Jewish people like the pere. Shuhu limud midbar, you are accustomed to traveling the desert. Shuragu b'midbar v'hu eretz meisho, this is a plain place, that's meisho, this is a plain larutz by ma'od. V'zochar ha-pere pasuk zochar nekeva, and the word pere is mentioning this pasuk sometimes feminine, sometimes masculine. Ki pere hu loshon klal, l'zochar u l'nekeva. Just like many animals can be referred to in Tanakh, sometimes in the masculine and sometimes in the feminine. Vayihili shor vachamor. There in that pasuk is loshon zochar. V'efshar nekeva ratzu yoiser. V'tichach loshon nekeva. Sometimes we use the feminine because in the feminine she runs. Here it's in the feminine because the female is wilder than the male. Ratzu it runs. Yoiser v'tichach difor zochar loshon nekeva v'yamar ba'avas nafsha. It says in her desire, lashon feminine. Aval acha shukasef nafsho lashon zocher nemer hamoshal ze al ze. But then when it changes, in other words, the kivach sif in the pasuk it says ba'avas nafsho, but the way we pronounce it ba'avas nafsho. Since the majority of the pasuk is written b'loshon nekeva, that's why we are consistent and we read b'loshon nekeva. B'loshon nekeva.
It isn't. I mean, para, we said is
can be both.
Yeah, and limud is masculine.
Okay, so that's why we start. That's why it's spelled nafshoy.
That he's talking about limud rather than the green sif. Because it doesn't make sense that Kriyin Ksiv is just because of the Digda Kanral. What are you saying? But Para is talking about a female, but once he switches to, he's really thinking about a Zohar, that's why he says Limud.
It's being used in the past, like I said, Limud. It doesn't say Limuda.
Right.
So therefore, that's why it's spelled Be'avas Nafsho. But since the pasuk goes on to say shofar
is pere,
well, pere can be both. Pere, he says, can be, the hay and the aleph doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a hay or an aleph.
From here on in,
since from here on in the pasuk is in the feminine, so therefore that's why we go. That's why it says the kri is nafsho and not nafsho. Okay, the amar b'avas nafsho shofar ruchi he writes in the makom she ta'avo lo. It runs to a place that it desires. So a person cannot bring it back from the place that it desires to go. This expression of breathing in air is similar to the expression of tanim, sea creatures breathing in large amounts of air. This is smelling, and drawing in air el haaf to the nostrils. And this drawing of air is done very quickly. It's a violent action. Gabriel. It's hidden in this expression, not to the quick is running. The reason why we're comparing over here speed is because this is what the Mitzvah says, ki b'nei hamarotz yeh b'shiva so'aver michutz l'rochef oy l'noifef al hachamimus hativ. A person who runs a lot has to breathe a lot in order to counteract the natural heat that his body generates. Asher b'sech haguf adam. V'yashifa tiyeh b'chush o'af, and breathing is done through the nostrils. V'lulu y'av lo'hois ha'nashima shehi mivir lidei ha'atenua, and if not for the breathing, the creature would not be able to run with the same degree. V'yoynes enterigem sh'afa ruach shasya ruach kiyud, draws in wind like a yerud. Chosef bo kitanim, he adds the expression of a tanim, a sea creature, kimo sh'afa ruach kitanim, like we mentioned before. Okay, tanasa means ono liyo, min ono liyodo, shehu goram hadavar, ino liyodo, so ino means to cause. This is a pasuk that said a reference to the Ari Miklat. A person goes to the Ari Miklat, he did not kill a person b'mezid, asher ina elokim liyado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it about. So ta'anosa, that means her way. What? Shugar madaver v'sarvay kolaymar kasher mo'ano atzma it lulekes l'mokam tava, it causes, the pasuk means that its nature causes it to travel l'mokam tava miyuchu l'hashiva. So we have now a third interpretation of ta'anosa. Ta'anosa comes from the word ina. Ina means it caused. Asher ino liyado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused it to happen that this person should accidentally kill someone else. So in other words, that this creature, ta'anosa mi yeshivena, the nature, basically means the nature of this creature, is there anyone that's able to change it? No one is able to change the nature of this creature. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can't teach a young wild donkey new tricks either. So bottom line over here is we have over here three interpretations for the word tanasa. Either it means mourning, both the Mitzudos and Rashi, or it means a sea serpent, which is the parish of the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. It's a sea serpent which breathes in air in a violent way, or it means it's nature, similar to Asher Ina Liyodo. It's not something that's under your control. It's part of just the hashkacha of the world. This was meant to be. It's the nature of this creature to behave in a wild way. Is there anyone that's able to change it? No. Anyone that tries to run after will not succeed. Okay, so he's learning the pasuk like Rashi that you're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able. It's a command. Lo yafu, don't bother to exert yourself. You will not succeed. But the time will come at the end of days. Okay, I think that's what it meant over there in the Mitzvah stuff. There was a mistake in the Girsa. If back in the Mitzvah stuff, it says. Her yoyno, you see the word over there, it's on the first white line in the Mitzvah Stavid, Shem Nismala Hakiyoyno. I think it meant there to say Her yoyno. Instead of the Chaf, it should have been a Resh. Okay, it was a mistake over there. Shetashlim Her yoyno. Then the animal is very heavy, and to find it. So what is the nimshal? Kain Knesses Yisrael, v'habavakshem oisah, heim hu adei, ha-neviim, ha-moichichim oisah, lo shuv al Hashem, v'lo yu'ilu, omar, ki b'chodesh she-yichbad olecha pesha, in the month when the sin is very heavy upon her, v'naflo v'hu chodesh av, she-naflo ha-bayis, v'chuchraf, oz yimtzu'uha, v'soda al pesha. An entirely new interpretation, not like what it says in the Rashi. It means that then when the Nevi'im, when will they succeed in giving Musar to Klal Yisrael? At the time of the Churban. This is an amazing interpretation. Pick this up when I prepared. According to Rashi and according to the Mitzudos, it means Mivakshecha are the enemies. Call Mivakshecha lo yafu, don't bother. Well, they will not need to exert themselves, but Bechadsha yimtzu unha, the enemies will succeed in conquering Klal Yisrael at the time of the Churban, when the Chodesh Av. The Radak is saying a very beautiful interpretation. No, kol mevak shecha, that's a positive word. To pursue Hashem, the people who seek out the good and welfare of Klal Yisrael, the Nevi'im who are giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, they will not be successful. When will they finally be successful? At the time of the Churban. Then Klal Yisrael will be receptive to their message of doing tshuva and returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, the Radak holds that the word mevak shecha is not a proper word to use in reference to an enemy trying to conquer. There are other words that you would use to describe the attempt of an enemy to destroy and conquer Klal Yisrael. The word mevak shecha has a positive connotation, a spiritual connotation, to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says over here. It says that all of the Nevi'im, go back to the second line from the top, Heim ha-Nevi'im, ha-Mechichim o-Yisrael l'shuv el-Hashem, v'lo yu'ilu, they will not be successful, Omar yet, it says, ki b'chodesh she-yichbad alecha pesha v'nafla, in the month when she gets heavy and she falls, v'hu chodesh av, she-nafal ha-bayis v'chachav, the base ha-migdash falls and is destroyed, oz yim-tzu'a, v'toido al-pesha, she will confess to her sins, ki lo-shamo el-ha-Nevi'im ki she-tireh b'churban, because they did not listen to the Nevi'im when she told them about it would be destroyed, when they presented that it will be destroyed. But now that it actually was destroyed, then they were receptive. Yesh mefarshim chodsha b'chodsha k'loimar b'chol eis yimtzu'o. Renewal. Some learn b'chidsha yimtzu'uha, they will find her when she, at every single time. According to this interpretation, is b'chidsha, you'll always be able to conquer continuously. A new interpretation. As if right now she's beginning to run. She is renewing her movement. The Yonas and Tir game Bismana Yishkechuna, like we said, Rashid, she'll find her at the proper time. Okay, one medish, and we'll stop. One medish here says that this pasuk over here refers to, I'll just read you the words of the medish. Pere Limud Midbar. What does this expression mean? Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishol Bonai Koch Chashavti Shetiyu Bnei Chorin Min Hamalchus. I always wanted you to be free. I wanted you to be free from the umoy sa'oila. That's why limud midbar. Midbar is a place. Keshem shahapere. The Medrash is interpreting this in a positive form. Just like a wild donkey grows gadel ba midbar, ve'ein emas adam olav, and no one frightens the donkey. Kach chashavti shalote hey emas malchus aleinu, is my intent that there should be no fear of malchus upon you. Aval atem lo bikashtem kein, you made a big mistake. Ela ba'avas nafsha shuaf haruach, ruach is a code word for malchus. Ve'in ruach ela malchuyos minayin, we learn from Daniel, va'aru, behold, Arba Ruchei, there were four winds. Ruchei Shamaya Megichon Liyama Bara, four winds were warring against Klal Yisrael. And those four winds refer to the Dalid Malchios. So what is this? So the measure here is saying something that the interpretation is Peret Limud Midbar. Hashem says, it was my intent that Klal Yisrael should be like a wild donkey in the desert, free from being subordinate to any one of the umos ha'olam, any master. That was my intent. You should be limud ba midbar. You, on the other hand, Klal Yisrael, made a mistake and tried to cleave to the umos ha'olam. Ba'avas nafsha shuafa, she drew in ruach. She drew herself near to the umos ha'olam. And as a punishment, that's why, indeed, you want to be part of the umos ha'olam. You'll suffer from them. Indeed, they will control you. They will indeed have authority upon you. That's how the Medrash in Devarim Rabbah learns Pshat in this pasuk. All right, so we will stop over here.